I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879. Is the number. Great to have you with us. There's a lot going on, as always. A lot of college basketball games, a lot of mid-major action. There's a ton of hockey tonight. And hockey's the star tonight. There's tons of hockey. Loads of hockey games. Only three NBA games, as after tonight they shut it down for All-Star Weekend.
And dealing with some technical difficulties right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Carver and Lisi here with you. Carver will be back in a couple of seconds. A couple of stuff that we're dealing with. I have tonight Minnesota plus the 16.5. That's a tip-off against top-ranked Purdue. Minnesota plus 16.5. I jumped on them at minus 102. Also taking a shot tonight on Dame Lillard. I did it one more time.
Oh, you gotta kidding me.
This is it.
Going
this
back to it. Dame again? Are you kidding me?
I put in a pretty big parlay. I'll send it to you. Minnesota plus the 16.5. Dame Lillard, 5+3s. And then it's slim pickings, Carver. I took Giannis, 35, and your guy, Anthony Edwards, for 30. He's 897 on a parlay. That's what I got tonight.
Is he playing tonight?
I don't know. They had him. Who, Giannis or Edwards?
No, Anthony Edwards.
Well, they had him plus 185 for 30 tonight. So, I mean... Why wouldn't
he? You know, he was questionable the other night, Joe, and then he toughed it out and ended up scoring 41 against the Blazers. So this is one of these, Joe. They were in Portland 2 nights ago, and now they're back there. They stayed there. Anthony said Anthony Edwards. I mean, he was shooting threes at the shoot around. It looks like he's gonna play. So, although who knows how long he plays, because you got to remember, Joe, he's part of this All-Star weekend, too. So, if they get up in this game, the coach might say, we're going to give you a little, give you a little rest. We do welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it. Honestly, I'm depressed again. So, This is it.
Man, Joe, I mean, come on. We got to get you gassed up here. I mean, can we get you cooked? I mean, we got a little Connor Bedard back for the Blackhawks tonight after missing 6 weeks with the broken jaw. Can we get you that guy? Can we get you gassed up with that? No. Connor Bedard?
Probably.
Leader for the Calder? Come on.
We got slim pickings in college basketball, slim pickings in the NFL, the NBA. I mean, it's slim pickings all around.
I kind of heard you because I obviously dropped in the first minute of the show. What?
I thought it was me. I thought it was out for lunch.
Did you say you're on Purdue tonight? Did I hear that right? You're laying it?
No, I'm on Minnesota.
Oh, you're on Minnesota.
Figure like Purdue always slams people, but this is like a line that's 16.5. I mean, I'm willing to take a shot.
This is like a typical Purdue line. I mean, if you think about it.
Not really, but think about what they laid against Wisconsin. It was only like 5. You know, I mean, they're at home. You know. I just feel like it's under 17. I'm willing to take a shot. You feel like
the cap is right, is what you're saying.
Listen, I'm playing with house money this week. I had Pittsburgh.
Oh, are you?
Well, I mean, what about that beatdown on the plains in Auburn last night? I mean,
yeah, I got to say, I'll get into it. Hat tip to you, Joe.
Yeah, mush special.
It was a mush special. Listen, like, I see it's hard. I hate when you do that because I feel like in today's day and age, you can find a mush on every side. Going because of how many people are obviously involved with it legal now and everything. But I guess it's not so much the quantity of the mushes, it's the quality of the mush that you think about. It doesn't matter how many mushes are on a side,
correct,
it's which certain ones are on it. That makes you put more stock in that than how many. And look, you lost by 40. I mean, God, nice to show up. And weren't they up, Joe? You said like 9-2 to start the game or something like that.
They had a 12-4 lead.
They basically got outscored by 50 the rest of the game. It's pretty much
correct.
What happened.
Correct.
To
them. Right.
Jeez.
So,
that's tough.
Think about that. You know. So
they got completely smashed. I mean, they got smashed.
The best thing, were down by 20 at half, and you think, I'll take the halftime line. They doubled it up. That's how bad they were.
Yeah, that's true. I did have some interest tonight in a few of these college basketball games. The Memphis-North Texas game that just started. North Texas has been kind of tough. Memphis has been spotty despite all the talent that they have. And they just got underway. They're just 2 minutes in. North Texas leads 6-2. So I'm actually keeping my eye on that, Joe, to see if I can get Memphis maybe at a decent number. We do have some games aside from that Purdue-Minnesota game, which also tips, Joe, in about 25 minutes, it looks like, out there in West Lafayette. And it's at 16.5. There are some Pac-12 games tonight. You have Colorado at UCLA tonight.
I like
that. Short road favorite for the Buffaloes here, Joe, with the 1.5 at Pauley. Washington's 4.5-point favorites against Stanford tonight. Gonzaga laying over 2 touchdowns at Loyola Marymount.
You want to get on something obscure tonight?
Yeah, I actually, there's a, it's funny you say that.
What do you want to get on? Like La Tech and Jacksonville State? Or
no, I don't. You know I love the Big West. Those Big West games. You know that those always are interesting to me. And I did see Fullerton getting 1.5 at home against Riverside tonight. And that kind of interest to me. The Gauchos getting 5.5 at UC San Diego has some interest to me. So there's a few of these Big West games late night. And you know I love Grand Canyon out in the WAC, but their number's a little heavy tonight, Joe. 19.5 against Utah Tech. We're just getting going. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here on a Thursday night. That's exciting. I love that, man. When you get... Those 80s jams are just the best. There's just nothing like it. There really isn't. Bucks and the Grizzlies, Joe, as we know, start in about 15 minutes. Did you know you get the no sweat tonight, the no sweat SGP? Did you get involved with that?
No, I didn't even have no idea.
Well, let's go. We got 20 minutes. Let's go. Yeah. Go accept it.
Here's what I want to jump into. You ready?
Joe's got his eyes on something. What do you got?
Merrimack and Stonehill.
You're unbelievable. You really
are. Come on, let's.
Merrimack
and Stonehill. 140 and a half.
Now, I'll tell you this. Merrimack. Good team in that conference.
So let's take the over. 140
and they're down three here with 10 minutes to go, and they're still laying. They're minus 2.5.
I'm gonna
good team.
Here we go.
I want to give you the numbers
okay.
on Merrimack.
All of a sudden, Merrimack became
here.
A bracketologist overnight.
A second here. Just remember something.
Yeah.
This is when you got to start. You start looking at these conferences. Is now. Now is when we have to start getting involved here, Joe.
I'm gonna lay it.
Now,
with Merrimack.
Merrimack this year. Well, here's the problem. Merrimack's 15-10 this year. What have they done in the conference? They're 9-2 in the NEC. And Stonehill, I believe it's their either first or second year in this conference. They are 3-23 this year, Joe.
Oh, let's
They're
lay
1-10 in the conference. You want to take Merrimack?
I just laid it. More than
All right.
half.
You know what, Joe? Let's go.
Merrimack.
Just for you.
Merrimack. We're
just
gonna lay it. Oh, I laid it.
I'm gonna get in
so
on it.
Good.
But I'm gonna put it with. I'm going to put it
You're
with the hockey.
You're going to put it with the golf. Come
Not
on.
Hockey. 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 Hockey.
Let me ask you something.
What's wrong with that?
You see how they do this?
What do they do?
No good tonight. No good. The YouTube,
Can I get that Merrimack game on ESPN Plus? Go ahead, Joe.
I don't know. I'll just tell you this. They got the quad box up. Well, South Carolina, Tennessee in basketball. When was that from?
Like 2 or 3 weeks
ago. They got Duke, Virginia on. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's a light night.
Light night? Can we put something that happened the night ago on?
I got a lot of games here. I don't think these NEC games are on ESPN Plus. I don't think I get this Merrimack game.
I tell you what, you want to lay the kids from Statagene? Wagner laying the 2.5 against St. Francis?
No, I'm already in on Merrimack. You're not getting me in on anything else. By the way, Merrimack, you're not going to like that I did this.
What'd you do?
I didn't lay the 2.5. I took them on the money line.
I laid 1.5. So it's
okay.
It's,
okay. All right.
Let me make sure I.
Well, the only way.
Correct.
The only way that becomes a bad scene is if they win by one. That's the only way that becomes a problem with us.
I tell you what, I'm going to lay the kids from Wagner. I'm going to lay Wagner and the over.
I can't play Wagner.
Can't do it.
You know where Wagner is, Joe, obviously. You know where Wagner is.
Statagene.
Yeah. That great little campus right on top of the hill overlooking the Verrazano.
Let me tell you something. Those kids are gutty. Gutty kids. I just took the over. 126.5. Here we go. You got me playing these. Like,
there's no shot that's getting 40 more points in that game. There's no chance.
No chance?
There's 11 minutes left. They're not getting there. They are not getting there, Joe. No shot. No shot.
All right, hero. Let's see what we got.
No shot.
All of a sudden, you're a wheel.
We are involved in the NEC here. Hey, football's officially over, baby. We're beaking NEC basketball. Let's go.
And I'm taking straight.
Let's go.
Over. I'm taking Merrimack. Where is Merrimack anyway?
Come on, Joe.
That's Long Island, isn't it?
No, it's not. I wouldn't have been able to play.
I'm thinking of Merrick. Where is Merrick?
Do you know where it is?
Couldn't even tell you.
It's in Massachusetts near Boston.
Merrimack.
Merrimack. Do you know now the next one for your any?
I'm thinking of Merrick, Long Island.
Your next one in the. Let's see how well Joe knows his NEC teams. Do you know where Stonehill is?
I know where Stony Brook is. I don't know where Stonehill is.
I didn't say Stony Brook. I said Stonehill. This is who Merrimack is playing tonight. By the way, Merrimack down one, Joe. Merrimack down one.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Hands on the
ground. Do you know where? Learn your NEC conference teams. Do you know where Stonehill is?
I have no idea. Why don't you tell me?
also in Massachusetts. So this is a rivalry game, Joe. Merrimack and Stonehill rivalry game.
You're gutless.
You wish you knew that before you made the bet, probably.
I put on Purdue here. Let's see how bad this can get tonight. Let's see.
In fact, this is how I also know that football's over. I actually saw you conversing with somebody on Twitter today about betting the Daytona 500. Did I see that right today? You're getting involved with the racing now?
Where did you see me with the Daytona 500?
I saw something about you with the Daytona. I'm pretty sure I saw it.
Me with
Daytona 500. I saw it.
Where do you see that?
I'm going to go get it up now.
Where's
here we go.
See interacting with that?
Oh, here we go.
Show me.
Right here, our boy Mammoth Hops. Who's a good listener of the show?
To be honest.
Oh, my God.
I thought Anthony Alfredo was in the golf.
Anthony Alfredo's a driver, Joe. He ain't in the golf.
I had no idea.
Meanwhile, you respond to him, love the value.
He's Italian.
Didn't even know it's in NASCAR.
I had no idea. I'm telling you.
Anthony Alfredo, 95-1.
I tell you, get me a little chicken fettuccine Alfredo. I might eat it. See, that's how removed I am. I'm like walking through a daze. Since I got back from Vegas, I'm in a daze, to be honest with you. I don't know my ass from my elbow. Seriously. It's crazy. I've been hit with so many lefts, I'm begging for a right. Get me to, I'm serious, just like totally removed.
Are you gonna bet Anthony Alfredo now?
Yeah, why not? I didn't know he was Daytona 500. I thought he was one of the golfers I missed. That's why I figured why Mammoth put me in the tweet. Now that I know it's Daytona, why not? Great value.
Anthony Alfredo.
Look at this game in the rack. Rutgers on the ropes here.
Yeah, what's going on with them?
51-48, and they 51-48. Look at this. Trying to cut it to one. Letting them play. Little body English.
Why do I not have that? Oh, because I have the New Jersey site up. That's why I can't get that. Hold on. Let me check that on. Actually, I got sidetracked here with this Merrimack thing. Can we put in the SGP for the Bucks and the Grizzlies here?
All right, what do you want to do?
Like, I got 10 minutes. Like, can we get this together?
Right. Here we go. You're coming in hot now. I don't like that.
I only get 10 bucks. You probably get 100. So
let me see what I get here with this. What is it?
You got 100. Make sure you accept it.
I accepted it. Let me see what they're going to give me on this Figueroa.
Meanwhile, it's 3 minutes have gone by in this Merrimack game, and only two points have been scored. 53-50.
What do you want to do?
They knocked you down to 50?
Yeah. God.
Wow. All right. I'm going big because when I only get 10 bucks, I go with.
What game?
What? The Bucks and the Grizzlies. Bucks, Grizzlies.
Okay. All right, you first.
Dame time, 5 threes plus 290.
You're speaking to my language.
Well, because when I only get 10 bucks max, I go with a deep shot.
All right, you ready?
All right, we'll do this when we come back. We're not gonna have a lot of time.
3.5 pounds.
Where do you come up with this stuff? 4 minutes in this Merrimack game, only 2 points have been scored. Still 53-52. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It really is as simple as that. Tori and Prince right there. It's as simple as it gets. You go up and you grab the ball. It's a rebound. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Thursday night. All right, Joe, I have a new strategy for this Buck Grizzly thing.
God.
The Bucks are going to kill them. You know it, and I know it.
So take Beasley. I have Beasley.
This is what I'm going to do. I am going to take Beasley, but I'm not taking his bounds. I'm taking his threes. Because here's the thing. Forget Giannis and Dame time. These guys, they're going to Indy for the All-Star game. They've been, whatever. They're,
so what are you doing?
This game's
going
to get a blowout. Here's what I'm doing. Here we go. We got 5 minutes. Beasley, 4 plus threes.
Oh, man.
How about this one for you? Because you know this guy loves to chuck. Brook Lopez, 3+3s.
No, come on.
And then your boy, Vince Williams Jr. for the Grizzlies to score 15 points. That's +1565, Joe. Let's go.
No.
Let's go.
I'm not.
Doing, you go out on your own then. I'm in for that.
I'm taking Lillard.
Lillard, as he doesn't play the entire second half.
Beasley for threes, a bounce. I'm taking bounce. Beasley for bounce. Assists, I'm going to take Vince Williams and Beverly on assists.
Yeah, three legs is enough for me. I got my play. I'm good to go.
All right, that's what I have.
All right, you're in then. We're on opposite sides. All right, Merrimack down one at the under four timeout. I mean, this is a rock fight here between these two, Joe. A rock fight. Mm. Mm. I'm also on the over in this Penguin Blackhawk game. 5.5. Your boy Connor Bedard back on the ice. Maybe he can get a couple goals for the Blackhawks here.
You think so?
It'd be nice. I mean, they suck. Pittsburgh played last night. Maybe they're a little sleepy. There are other NBA games, too. The Jazz and the Warriors are playing at 9 at the top of the hour. -2.5 for the Warriors. 240.5 the total.
We're starting to heat up now.
Ooh.
I got the over cooking here.
Oh yeah, look at that, up to 131.5, right? What'd you get at 126?
There we go. We got a Hyundai. We're up to 99. Next stand.
You have 126. What do you have?
And a half. Yeah, 126. Okay. I got CLV.
I hope you get it.
No, that's not right. That is.
What is not right?
Not.
I hope you get it. I'm gonna root it in for you. I'm wrong. Not on it.
Very wrong in what you did. That's not right. You're out of order there. Really,
I never said you had it. I said I'm going to root it in.
Just the way you did it. So brazen.
I feel good about it. Why? What's the problem?
About it. Nah. I didn't like the tone, to be honest with you.
Nah, you and like the tone. I mean, honestly.
Tone was not. Nah. Nah, I'm telling you. We were at a table with a bunch of guys. They would say the same thing. I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
You were out of order with that one. It's all right. It's in the data bank. I haven't forgotten.
Let me tell you, I owe you plenty. All right. First of all, I wasn't even trying to do anything of the sort. But you know, I still owe you plenty. There's plenty of times you gave me, this game's over. You got it. The cap was right. You gave me all this stuff.
You got me sucked into this Merrimack. They suck.
Oh, they're down three here.
They're down five now.
You insulted them a little bit. You got a little out of order. You
He's right. Messias is right.
I insulted them a little bit. No, I didn't insult nobody. Give us a drink. Okay.
Billy Bats.
That's your new nickname, Bats. There you go.
Oh, they're down five now, Joe. This is crumbling for a Stonehill, 3-23. So last night we got did in by an 0-26 team, and tonight we're going to get done in by a 3-23 team. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you. I guess there's two.
I mean, these kids on Merrimack, they don't got the gumption here to cut down the stretch to get things cooking?
I don't know. I need this over in this St. Francis game to bail me out.
A couple more nights betting Merrimack and IUPUI, and Joe's going to be dying for football to be back. I mean, just dying for it.
This is as bad as it gets. I can't even get excited for this. This is just throwing darts at a wall right now. This is it. I had the mush special last night with Auburn. I should have smashed it out of the park. Should have been a five diamond triple star catalytic converter play. The ultimate mush was on the wrong side, and I knew it, and I should have just banged it out. Too many mushes. Doesn't matter how many mushes, is the right mush on that side. That's what you need. Could have multiple
quality,
mushes.
The quality, not quantity of
right.
mushes.
Exactly. Correct.
That's what matters.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then, as they say. I don't know. I need scoring with no time left here. Here we go. We're up to 100 in Wagner. 27 more punts.
27 more punts.
Yep. There we go.
Get you some
26.
Purse.
We put it up 26 in county. And we're doing a lot of scoring with the with no time moving. No time moving in the climb. We're scoring punts. That's great.
Punts.
This Merrimack team's just going to cave in, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Unbelievable.
This is two nights in a row we got our hand caught in the cookie jar here with these awful teams.
Unbelievable.
March is around the corner. I always say, Joe, you learn the lessons in January and February that make you get you wins in March. You learn a lot of lessons betting these teams,
okay. All right.
And you keep them in the bank. Although these teams aren't going to be playing in the NCAA tournament. This is for conference tournament week. We'll remember these. We'll remember how Merrimack folded down the stretch against Stonehill. Wagner up five, huh? Look at Wagner go.
Extend the kids from strategy.
Well, you don't care who wins. You want them to put. Need them to score. You want
paste
them.
Paste them. 24.
You want them to run up and down.
That's it. Meanwhile, these Merrimack kids.
You might as well just. Right? Honestly, Joe, I think that we should just stop looking at it and see what happens when it's over.
Yeah, we're done. We're toast. We're toast.
Like, they just locked it, too. Graphic. Unfortunately, they're not going to a graphic. Power player.
They're 9-2 in the MEAC or whatever. You know, they suck on the road.
1-10 in the NEC, if that's what you were looking for.
Oh, good.
They're 1-10 in the NEC. I wanted to give you a note. I like Utah tonight against Golden State.
Okay.
Golden State's playing their ninth game in 14 days.
Oh, could be a system play.
And they played last night, obviously, a tough game with the Clippers. Now, the Utah played as well last night. They got their doors blown off by the Lakers, but that's a lot. Joe, 9 games in 14 days, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
For an older team that played all the way to the end against the Clippers last night, I think Utah's a play here. Maybe even the under, Joe.
All right, so let's do it.
Anything to make us not think about Merrimack anymore.
They haven't scored. What's going on?
I know. That's. I wish I could watch it right now, too. They don't have it on ESPN+. Plus. I guess the NEC doesn't
What's
have
What's going on? They have not scored in 2 minutes. Well, we're down 7.
The game's over. They haven't, Joe, they haven't scored 7 points in a half. Then I can score 7 points in the last 2.5 minutes.
What is this now that they just put up? They got bad. They got, 61-57. Here we go.
Here we go. The run's on. Just get another stop and a score. Let's go. Stop and a score, Joe.
Meanwhile, FanDuel's killing me. They got the bad clock.
Crack the whip, right, Joe? Get the whip out.
I don't know. It looks like we have the ball down. Oh, we're down 3 with a minute left.
Come on. That means they're on the line because they were down 4 a second ago. So they must be getting, hopefully they're going to be down 2 in a second. All right, Joe. I want to also, when we come back, I want to tell you what happened the first day of the golf. Did you watch any of Tiger today?
I saw Tiger, 2 birdies. We had coverage of him eating a hot dog by the garbage can.
No, that was an In-N-Out burger he was eating.
He was still eating it by the garbage can.
That was from the practice round yesterday. That wasn't from today.
Oh, okay.
But that video is making the rounds. He actually had, I think it was 5 birdies today. So that did you play that FanDuel boost? Did you play the FanDuel boost?
No, did not.
You should have. It was a blowout winner. He had 3 birdies in the first 6 holes. Blowout winner, that boost.
Is he going to win it?
Is he going to win it? No. He's like in 55th place or something like that.
He played that well and he's in 55th place?
Well, you got to remember, he had a bunch of birdies, but he also had a bunch of bogeys.
Jeez. Birdies, bogeys.
He bogeyed the last 18 to finish plus 1 for the day.
Not good, Carver. Not good.
Sad. But he put a ticket and put money in my pocket today.
Well, could have been. As long as he put money in your pocket, you love eating fat with these golfers, I'll tell you that.
That's really all that matters to me. And I have a few guys here near the top of the leaderboard. We got Willie Z.
Boosted up to 75-1, and he's two shots back. We got Tom Hoagie at 125-1. He's two shots back. So we got some guys.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There you go, Joe.
All right.
Come on,
Merrimack.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159.
We got the lead, Carver.
Here it comes. We got the lead.
Let's go.
There it is.
Spin it turn.
This game's
Come
making
on,
your
Merrimack.
Stomach turn.
Extend, baby, extend.
Let's go. Because we are dying. Good job right there, Joe. Way to go.
Extend, baby. We got this, Carver. We got this.
They're up one. What do you got?
Get the bound! Get the bound!
You have one and a half.
I have one and a half.
You need a miss and a foul. Who's got the ball?
You know what? Matias did me good. You know what I'm going to do to get me in a good... I'm going to listen to the whole soundtrack tonight. Steel Dragon. I'm telling you. I'm like pumped up. Why didn't he do that in Vegas, Matias? You know that certain things kick me up a notch.
Did you go see...
You weren't around in Vegas, brother.
Now, Joe, you didn't go... I'm sure you didn't go down to Fremont, right? Did you go down to Fremont Street at all while you were there?
Carver, I was in bed by like 10 o'clock.
Oh, man, Joe. What's the name
of
that band down there? Me and Pharrell used to watch them all the time.
I'm like a vampire.
It's the 80s band down there.
Spandex
Nation plays on one of those stages down at Fremont Street. I'm sure Matias probably walked by him on Friday night when he was down there. But
really?
Spandex Nation, they play all the 80s hair metal. Those guys are awesome. That's a great. Really? Now that's
Do they
that's
play
a fun
Steel
night.
Dragon?
I don't know if they play Steel Dragon, but they play
They
all
play
the,
everything, Joe.
They played everything.
Oh,
they're great.
The river flows.
Great. All right, I got 10 seconds left in this Merrimack game, 64-63. And how about Wagner and St. Francis tied at 57? So that's what, Joe? $1.14. You need a little bit more there.
Yeah, but they're tied, so that's good, no?
Maybe you get a little backdoor with the overtime. Maybe
I don't
get
want
that.
Overtime. I want it like a 3-point lead and then the fouling. No?
I mean, overtime's another 5 minutes for them to score for you. Why would you not want that?
I don't know what I want.
Merrimack up three. Merrimack up three.
Let's go. Bounds, 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 Merrimack. Get the bounds. Get the bounds.
Let's go. Just miss the three. There's 3 seconds left. Just miss it.
Miss it.
1-0 Penguins. 1-0 Penguins.
There we go.
It's all happening.
That song, that's yours. Extend, extend.
That was
extend.
It. That was it. That turns the frown upside down right there.
The river flow through my. Let's go. Let's get
how
the bounce. Let's get the. How long with this 3 seconds, though? Like, no joke. What are we doing here? We're doing the Christian Laettner? I mean,
it
really.
Could be someone at the. Maybe they fouled Joe up three.
No, Carver,
sure they...
don't start with the foul. Stop. Why would they do that? At worst, you just tied. You play defense in this situation. You don't foul. Too many crazy things can happen. Plus, the coach is supposed to know the spread.
The coach that you listen, they do know the spread, Joe. Just so you know.
Right. So he should
they
be.
They tell
knowing,
you that they don't.
That.
But they.
I don't know what the pre-tip was, but in game, somebody should whisper in his ear, "We're laying 1.5."
Well, let me just tell you something. The pre-tip is way, way, way not happening.
All right, forget that. Let's just
10.5 was the pre-game number.
Whoa.
10.5. All right. So Merrimack.
Nah, Carver.
So there's. I got 2 seconds left here, Joe. Like what? All right, either way, we'll see what goes on there.
What's going on?
Elsewhere, they have started at Purdue between the Gophers and the Boilermakers. Where'd that game go, Joe? I just had that in front of me. And I scrolled back up to Merrimack. Where did the Purdue game go, Joe? Did they not start that yet?
I haven't. It didn't start yet.
Oh, it did. I got 20 and a half now live for Purdue.
Great. I'm going to get smashed.
22 and a half.
We got it. That's because we got Merrimack.
It's a final.
That's it. Extend.
There you go.
Extend. We lost the IUPUI last night, but we got the Merrimack tonight.
We got Merrimack, baby. There you go. Woo. They were good to us right there.
They were good to us. We got, if they make the tournament, we have to bet them. All right, now on to this game. The kids from Statagene. Dame Lillard with 2 threes. Dame Lillard right out of the gate. 2 threes, the kid's hot. Tonight's a big night. Big
that
night.
Is a big night.
Big night, Carver. Let's go. Extend. What do we got? Can good I get this 126 and a half? Don't start playing defense. Come on. Nah. These kids from Wagner. Too much money there. Where do you live? I live on Todd's Hill over on the Statagene overlooking the river. Come on. You're looking at the Staten Island Ferry. Let's go.
Colorado and UCLA starts at the top of the hour as well.
Todd's Hill. All right, come on. I need Minnesota 12-5 to getting smashed. Big Bucks coming down to the final. Coming down to the final 5 seconds in the rack. Northwestern down three. Northwestern down three with the ball. Man, look at
how
this.
How about this?
Does the kid shoot it? Oh, he got fouled. No call. They didn't call it. The kid got mugged. He shot the three. Two guys. They should be brought up on misdemeanors. Oh, my God.
This is in the Rutgers game?
Oh, the kid got shellacked.
So Rutgers lost?
Won.
Oh, they won?
Let me see this. I mean, that's... he looks like he got all ball, but the...
How about Dame time? Yeah. 2 threes already, Joe. 2 threes that's for Dame time.
It was a good call. The kid got ball. He got it. All right. Scrape him up. Let's go. Let's get the Minnesota game on.
Scrape him up.
Let's go.
Isn't that game on Peacock, the Purdue game?
Is it? I think it's coming up right up next, isn't it? Or no?
What about that? You might be right.
Carver, I can't do this right now.
You're right. Big Ten Network for Purdue, Minnesota.
Not good.
They had the Caitlin Clark game on Peacock tonight. The Michigan-Iowa game. She only has 28 points in the first half.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you, Minnesota... In basketball, they should be a lot better. They're 15-8. Their uniforms are one of the best in college basketball. I love those Minnesota unis. Maroon with the very good. They're down 8. This is a rivalry game, though. This game's going to go down to the wire. A ton of time left. Ton of time.
The Rangers woke up at the Garden. They were down 1-0 to the Canadians, Joe. Now it's 4-2.
All right, so what are we going to do, Carver? Are we going to jump in? Oh, we're going to OT? Are we going to OT in St. Francis?
You need it.
1 second left.
You need OT.
Oh, they're on the line. Miss it, kid. Oh, this kid's got to be shaking right now.
It's got to be shaken. What was the one you had last night with Shanny? The call sheet was shaken?
The play sheet was shaken. It was shaken. Oh, I think he missed it.
Was it a 1-1 or a 2?
I don't know. They just it looks like it went final, like we're going OT. What happened?
Wow, Oilers and Blues 2-2 at the end.
We got bad interns working the games again. We got the interns. That's it. Football season's over. We got people who don't know.
This might be a Matias play. I don't think I can get Joe in on this. Matias, what? Bruins are down 2-1 going to the third here against Seattle?
Yeah, I'm in a sour mood right now because we didn't play the Rangers when they were down 1-0. And I was about to press enter and I chickened out, and now they're up 4-2.
Right, well, I'm gonna go in on the Bruins here down 2-1.
Matias,
I'm gonna take the Bruins plus 186.
Sometimes people call that gutless. Just saying.
Yeah, you know what? It was a gutless move. You're right. How about these Colorado Avalanche coming back from 2-1? Now it's 2-2 here in Tampa, end of the second period.
What do you want to do with this Draisaitl?
Joe, there's only one hockey play we're making right now.
What are we doing with this St. Francis
team?
The guy's on the
line. Don't worry about that. That's your issue.
Are we in OT? It's locked.
We're taking the Bruins. Bruins plus 186.
Why don't you go put on ESPN Plus for me and help me out? Where's St. Francis and Wagner?
I can't get there. They don't have any NEC games.
This is not good. We're stuck in 57. We're locked out. We got no clock. And the FanDuel has the ball bouncing on the free throw line for an hour. What's going on here? What are we doing?
I don't know. But we're going Bruins plus 186.
This Dame time. Is he going to go out?
Didn't even put it with the golf.
Look at you. You know what you got tonight? We're in OT in St. Francis. They hit 11 of 12 from the free throw line. The kid's knees were buckling. They were shaking. Oh, he couldn't even press. Shank, rim, backboard, OT. We got life.
Him.
I tell you what, I'm putting up a new shirt. Bounds. Just give me bounds. Like Comegys. Ugh. You gotta respect too. You gotta respect guys like former players like Dallas, right? Dallas. I mean, that's beautiful. Probably, I don't know how they go back, but I'm assuming maybe the parents were Cowboy fans. Dallas, Comegys. 59-57. Look at this. We got life. I need 10 points. Actually, 11.
This is how we get back to football, Joe. Nights like this. This is how we do it.
We're going to have to, Carver, nobody said it's easy. This is scraping inch by inch.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah! Let's go. All right, they're underway in the third in Boston. Bruins down 2-1. Let's get it rolling here. Let's get a Bruin goal. They're about to start this Warrior-Jazz game, Joe. Klay Thompson is coming off the bench for the first time since his rookie year in 2012.
Oh, boy. Here we go. He's probably going to do, what, 9 threes tonight?
Bury it.
Minnesota, come on.
Dude, Minnesota.
How about the foul?
Still tied here at St. Francis?
What?
To St. Francis still tied? 61 up?
Yeah, that's good.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
You need 63-63, then you're guaranteed to win, right?
Right, yeah.
So you need a bucket from each.
Yeah, how much time is left?
I don't know. They don't have the clock up.
48 seconds.
Spicy.
Well, that's good.
Very spicy.
I'm in a good position, I think.
Yeah, you're holding a strong position here. Feel like you're in a strong position.
This is what you call a strong position.
Yeah.
I got the TENS unit on my shoulders as we're doing it. I'm trying to get a workout in as we're doing the show.
5 points for Vince Williams. Let's go.
Let's go, Joe.
He's got four boards, too. Did you take him for boards?
No, I took him for bounds.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We have another hour to go. We're back after this.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.